USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
30 police officers were injured overnight in Philadelphia as Black Lives Matter rioters threw bricks, started fires, and looted stores. One female sergeant was hit by a car and has a broken leg. This all started when police officers shot a man who was charging them with a knife. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow says the White House is keeping their eye on the situation.
We're monitoring the situation closely. If necessary, we'll be standing by and prepared to deploy federal resources. I want to make one thing clear. President Trump will not tolerate any violence directed at America's law enforcement.
Farrow speaking there on Fox News. President Trump with three campaign stops on Tuesday. The president traveling to Lansing, Michigan, West Salem, Wisconsin, and also spending time in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning in Florida for former Vice President Joe Biden.
I've sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president. And just in case you couldn't tell, they're very different people. I didn't think that Donald Trump would embrace my vision or my policies, but I did hope for the country's sake that he might show some interest in taking the job seriously. But he didn't.
Obama holding a drive-in rally in Orlando, Florida, continues.
He hasn't shown any interest in doing the work or helping anybody but himself and his friends or treating the presidency as anything more than a reality show that can give him the attention that he craves, and he does crave attention.
Zeta is now a tropical storm. It has winds of 65 miles per hour and is now eyeing the Gulf Coast. It's expected to bring hurricane conditions to portions of that area as early as tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the election is a week away, President Trump will be crisscrossing the United States, hoping to drum up support among voters. The president will be in Wisconsin today, a state he won in 2016. Caitlin Singleton is a Wisconsin undecided voter who's leaning towards voting for President Trump.
I've always voted Democrat, so to be considering and leaning towards Trump right now is a very drastic change. So I am still just researching every policy that will affect my family and I, and I have a feeling I will be voting on Election Day and I'll miss the early voting in Wisconsin by the time I make up my mind.
Singleton continues on Fox News saying she's getting a lot of pressure from both Biden supporters and Trump supporters.
And I've gotten a lot of hateful messages from different people. I mean, friends, family. Mm-hmm. My family is very divided. There's left and then there's right. And so some have been so supportive. Mm-hmm. And I think their minds have been kind of blown.
Workers from the State Department of Agriculture in Washington managed to destroy the first nest of murder hornets discovered in the United States without suffering any stings or other injuries. The nest, located in Washington near the Canadian border, created concern because the Asian giant hornets are large and their sting can be lethal, especially if a person is stung numerous times. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.